I remember one time a young man came into Chevrolet House. He said, now, of course, this is a long time ago. He had a 53 Chevrolet, and it had a Powerglide, two-speed Powerglide transmission, and it was slipping. He said, what would it cost me to overhaul this transmission? $40. That was parts and labor. Now, that's a long time ago. That's back in 1955 when the average man's working for about $30 a week. You know, so $40 is a lot of money, you know. So anyway, $40, he said, if I were to take it out myself and bring it to you and let you overhaul it and I put it back in, how much would it cost me? I said, $25. He said, okay, I'm going to take it out myself. I said, have you ever taken one of them out? He said, no. I said, well, there's a special jack, a little hoist that you have to get the transmission out. I said, there's a cross member in the back behind it that's riveted in, and it don't come out. So I said, you have to take the transmission and everything loose, and then you have to have the special little jack, and you have to pull the floorboard out, the carpet and everything, and then you have to stand the transmission with this little jack up on its end and let it down like this and then on the ground. That's the only way. And if you ain't got that little stand, you can't get it out with the jack. If you do, you're going to drop it and break it. Okay, he said, well, where am I going to get that little stand? I said, well, I will let you borrow ours. So I loaned him our little jack at the Chevrolet house, the little stand. He got it out, okay, but it took him like 3 days to get it out. Or it took me 30 minutes, but it took him about 3 days. And then he thought he would go ahead and take the transmission apart. Now, that was a mistake. He didn't ask me about taking it apart. He was just asked about taking it out and bring it. When he brought it to me, he had taken most of the bolts out, but he couldn't get it apart. He didn't realize you had to take the side cover off and pull all the valves through the valve body before you took the rest of the bolts out, or they would be in between the case and the valve body, and if they come back and hit a valve, you bent one. Now, he not only bent them, he tried to get it apart with a screwdriver. So he really messed it up. So when I finally got it, and I finally got it took apart, instead of costing him $40, it cost him about $75. The time I had to buy all the new valves, I would have fixed it totally for $40. And after I did it for the $75, he said, you know, how much extra would you charge me to put it back in yourself? I said, an extra $10. He said, I'm going to let you put it back in. Now see, that's when you need to seek a wise counselor, right? Because if you try to do something you have no knowledge of, you need to ask lots of questions. Now, I just tell you all things about the mechanical world or the engineering world. I don't know, I mean, like James and Dave over here, computer science geniuses. You know, if I want to make a computer do something, guess who I go to? These guys. You know, I don't even try to do it no more myself. They are so far ahead of me in computer stuff, I don't even try. I don't even go in. The other day I started to tell Dave, I looked up at the website and it says the next healing school is going to be August the 11th. I thought, we need to edit that. I thought, you know, I could just ask him what the password was to get in. I could go in and edit that myself. And I thought, no, I'll just tell him, because I might go in there and hit the wrong button and do something wrong and I might wipe out all kinds of stuff. So I better just stay out of the web page. That's a wise man, right, Jay? James knows how easy it is for somebody to get into a computer software program and to start hitting the wrong key, right? I mean, it can take him days to straighten out what I can mess up in 2 minutes. So seek wise counsel. I don't care what it is you do, seek wise counsel from many counselors. Now, because sometimes you can, in fact, I remember talking about software. I do know a little about computers. And I remember when I went to our corporate, when I still worked in the business world, I went to our corporate headquarters to try to get them to write a software program for me, not realizing that the computer department was being paid as a separate branch. So anything we asked them to do, it's like their own company. And so I asked them to write this software. I thought those guys worked for us, you know, and they were on our payroll and, you know, they were making whatever dollars an hour and they just worked. I thought that's like me. I thought they'd work for 10 or 12 hours a day, you know, dedicated. No, there ain't many men like that. So anyway, I told them what I wanted to do. I wrote down, I drew the screens, everything, showed them what all I wanted to do, what I wanted to go from screen to screen, how I wanted to go, and everything. And then I took it over and showed it to them. And I sat down with them about 4 hours, three or four of them, explained to them what I wanted to do. And then about 3 weeks later, I went back over there and they said, okay, we can make it do what you want it to do for about $126,000. I thought, what? You guys can't be serious. And they said, well, that's what it's going to cost. I said, but what's going to make it so expensive? They said, all the pop-ups you want in it. Those are extremely expensive and hard to design. I said, give me a break, guys. I can take the software package that I use, and I can make those pop-ups in a heartbeat myself. He said, no, they're difficult. I said, well, I looked at the CEO, and I thought, I said, I ain't even gonna ask y'all to do that. It's not worth that. I said, I'll go back and write it myself in my own spare time. And I went back, and over the next 3 or 4 months, I stayed almost every evening after work, and for about maybe 6 months, I put a software package together that would do awesome things, and it only took me about 3 or 4 hours a night for about 5 or 6 months. Let me tell you, that's a whole lot cheaper than $126,000. And when I left SkyShift, they were still using that package, and everybody that saw it said it was the best one in maintenance we had anywhere in the United States, and it was one I custom built myself. Isn't that amazing? You know, so I don't know what they're using now, but when I was there, it was fantastic, you know. So, I mean, hey, it would do everything in the world. Keep up with everything we needed. Parts, I mean, trucks, hours, maintenance, building equipment, everything. I could tell you every dollar I'd spent, everything, for anything. In fact, a guy called me one day and says, I'd like to know what parts by category that on your trucks that you bought and who you bought them from in the last 2 years. I said, sure, no problem. He said, well, how long do you think it'd take this together? I said, not long. I said, you got an email I can send them to you? He said, yeah. I said, how do you want me to send them? In an Excel spreadsheet? He said, that'd be wonderful. So I go in, do all this, put them in and custom, put them over into an Excel spreadsheet and email them to him within an hour. And he gets this separate by category and he was blown away. And so he said, I'm going to call the shops up in New York and get them to send me. There's six of them up there, and one guy's in charge of all them. I'll get him to send me all this information. Then I'll be able to put from his shops and these three big ones we got here at DFW, I'll put them together, and I'll be able to go in and buy parts because I'll know what we need and how many of them we need from that many shops. It should be a basis for the whole country. He called the guy in New York, and he said, can you send me this information? The guy said, are you kidding me? He said, I do everything with paper. He said, I don't use computers. I'm not computer literate. And he said, Thurman, I called L.A. I called Florida. I called all over. Nobody was using computer. Nobody could give me the information at all that you gave me in an hour. But did you know I was the only man in that whole company that was a dedicated son of God? Now, why do you think God had given me that information? Why could I do that when none of the rest of them could? Because Jesus, He was my king. And I had sought Him out for wisdom and knowledge, and He showed me how to build that software. I did go to a school over here since I didn't know all the intricate things I needed before I started that. I went over here and found a company that taught those courses, and I did take a 3-day course on that particular software to learn some of the finer details. And then I will have to say, there was a friend of mine that lived in Washington that he had 2 master's degrees in computer science, and a couple of times I had to call him and ask him how to do things. He just liked that. He knew that stuff. I mean, he knew everything. And then it's amazing how that, you know, and when I did get it all put together in the first stages, when we were using it from building to building, from computer to computer, there was one module. One module, we'd try to open it on one computer, couldn't open it on nobody else's computer. And I went back through that. I looked at that thing. I couldn't figure what I'd done wrong. I give it to one of our computer geniuses. He looked at it a couple of days. He couldn't figure it out. So I called this professional friend of mine. I said, I got this problem, and I can't make it do this. He said, well, just email me the whole program. He said, I'll look at it when I can. He said, I got a couple here in my office where I can shoot it back and forth. I emailed it to him. 15 minutes later, he called back and said, this is your problem. I went over there and clicked in it, changed it, fixed it. I said, how do you know all this stuff? Oh, he said, Thurman, this is a piece of cake. He said, I know more about Microsoft than Microsoft does. And I believe he did. I mean, he was some kind of brilliant. And so when you got counsel like that, you can go to, when you can't figure it out, you go and you get these kind of men. They can just help you do wonderful things. Now then, without wise leadership, okay, we're going to the next one. Guaranteeing a loan for a stranger is dangerous. How many of you in here are willing to guarantee a loan for a stranger? We don't have no takers? Wow. How many of you would guarantee a loan for some of your relatives? There's some of you. For some of them. But you need to be careful. Because, in fact, let me put it to you like this. If you guarantee a loan for a friend, a relative, be willing to lose it all. Yeah. I mean, if you can say, okay, James is my relative, and he comes to me and says, Thurman, I got to have $1,000. Okay, he's my cousin or whatever. I say, okay, James, I'll give you $1,000. I give him $1,000. Now, then, when I give him $1,000, I give it to him in love. He said, I'll pay you back. I said, okay, fine. Okay, what if 2 or 3 years goes by and one day he calls and says, I just can't pay you back that loan. I've just had a streak of hard luck, and I just can't pay you back. Now, then, what if I say, but you promised, and you said, and I got to have that next week. If I don't have it, I'm going to go under. Now, if I loaned it to him like that, I should have never loaned it in the first place. But if I loaned it to him, saying, hey, and this is the attitude of my heart. I loaned it to him. If you don't pay it back, no big deal. It ain't going to hurt me. I got enough money to get by. And how much interest can I charge him as my brother?
None.
Ooh. I mean, I can. But if I do, I can't dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Right, James? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I can't charge my brother interest and abide in the sanctuary of the Most High.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.